Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Fifth of July, everyone. I don't hear a thing. This is like the way we're going to start the show every week now, where there's something wrong with my equipment.
I don't. You're plugged in.
I don't care. I can hear myself through the normal venue of no headphones at all and the ears on the side of my head, but I have no idea what's coming through the mic exactly. Hi, guys. Welcome back. Yesterday was the 4th of July. I hope everybody had some fun and some fireworks and some hot dogs and some cheeseburgers and a little less of a stomach ache maybe than last time.
And Garrett's popcorn.
Yes, Jill had Garrett's popcorn yesterday.
It's my favorite.
That was very nice.
It's my favorite thing ever.
We had a great day yesterday. We've got a new 4th of July sort of tradition, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We do.
We go with Amy and Annie and our wonderful new friends, Dougal and David. And we've discovered that the 4th of July really is our friend-iversary.
It is.
With Dougal and David.
Yeah, we met them last year.
We met them last year and we never left.
Yeah.
They never shook us.
They never got rid of us.
We moved closer to their neighborhood.
Yeah. We want to be a friend.
Hey, we're friends now. Deal with it. And Dougal, which we learned after that entire day, is a world-renowned, wonderfully talented clairvoyant,
yes,
psychic guy. And he is going to be with us today in the studio. Yeah.
Am I overusing the crowd?
Yeah, you finally like got the hang of using these fun little buttons, and now you're just out of your mind. Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. So also in the studio with us today, we are going to talk today about this new challenge that we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. Mostly we're going to have Dougal on. We're going to talk about what it means to be a clairvoyant and being psychic. And Dougal works with clients all the time. I work with clients all the time. We're going to talk a little bit about how we like to help people and what we do with people and how are they the same? How are they different? How are, you know, our approaches and stuff like that? Because Dougal and I were talking about it yesterday and there's a lot of crossover there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's offering a new class that I really want to share with all of our listeners because I just think it'll go hand in hand with any other kind of work that you're doing. I think his class would be a great addition to that. So we're going to talk about that too. We also have his book to give away, autographed copy of But You Knew That Already. So,
which is a great book.
Yeah, we'll talk about later how you can get that. And by the end of the show, we're going to take some calls, and Dougal's going to give you a reading if you're lucky enough to get through. So write the number down. It's 818-602-4929. But right now, we want to introduce a friend of ours who has called the show and sponsors the show. She is Blagaspot, and her name is Sarah Blakeman.
Sorry, I had to. I did that for everyone. So.
Well, thank you. I've never had applause before.
Welcome.
So what's great about having Blakeman here today is...
She's fun.
She's fun.
She's smart.
Okay, go on.
We typically agree on everything.
Okay,
which
more?
Is why I said she was smart.
Anything further?
No, I love her, and I'm happy she's here.
Competitive fools.
Yes, we are.
God, playing a game with these two is like you got to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a true story.
So we were talking about this, where we were calling it the Great Weight Loss Challenge. Let's get to this. And we want to bring the listeners in on this. Everyone out there, you're going to be able to get in on this. So pay attention. We were calling it a Great Weight Loss Challenge because that's kind of where it started for us. But actually, Amy and Annie said more appropriately, we should call it the Great Change because it's not necessarily just about losing weight. It's about making that change in your life that you've been telling yourself you're going to make. And there's always a reason to wait.
Right.
You know, I'll start Monday or I'll do it next month or whatever that is. And this change never gets made. And very often for a lot of us, it's eating better or working out or maybe it's learning better communication or how to deal with someone at work or whatever it might be. It's the great change. And so Amy and Annie came over one day and said to Jill and I, we have a plan. And they picked us as their coaches.
Right.
And Annie has Jill and I have Amy. And what they want to do is team up like this for 12 weeks and somehow keep a score, keep a running log of, you know, body fat percentage or pounds or inches or whatever it might be. And at the end of it, one team will win. Now, as soon as you say one team will win, Jill glazes over. That's it. She's in. That's all she needs is to know that there's a possibility of winning. Winning something doesn't matter as long as she's the winner. That's all it takes. Right, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were all swimming in the pool yesterday, hanging out, talking about this. And Sarah Blakeman, who is our sponsor, Blagaspot, says, why don't we make this more interesting? Why doesn't the winner get $1,000 from Blagaspot at the end of this? And we all froze and looked at each other, and it became quite a different game.
Yeah. I'm sneaking pats of butter into Kathy's dinner now.
Well, first it was just going to be, I was supposed to help Amy lose weight. You were going to help Annie. And now it's all four of us right. have our butts on the line, you know, pun intended. So whoever has the smallest butt at the end of this, Blagaspot is going to sponsor this whole challenge. And Blakeman's been great. Blakeman has a blog that she's been doing, and we're going to give you a link to that. Several months ago, she wanted to make a great change, and she asked me for a little advice on just how to get started with eating better. And I don't know what magic words I gave her, but she's not stopped since. Yes. She has not stopped since, and I joke, I do not by any means take credit for this, but I just gave her some a very basic perspective shift in how to look at food. And you have lost how much weight, Blakeman?
75 pounds.
That's amazing.
Get those applause out there. Yeah. I mean, you look like a different person every time I see you. It's amazing. I am so proud of you because this takes stick-to-itness. It takes willpower. And all you're really doing is choosing different food and making sure you get out there and move your body, right?
Well, it was a behavior change. For me, it was like I knew that regular weight loss was, it may be effective for a while, but if you don't change your behavior, it's not going to work in the long term. So I knew that what I had to do was learn how to eat again, eat properly, and that I had to keep moving. And I just had to change a lot of behaviors that yeah. I was doing, and that was the way it was going to work.
Yeah, well, back then it was, what was it, February or March? February. It was February. Right after the Super Bowl. And so we gave each other, you and I and Jill and a couple of other of our friends, we were going to take a trip to Maui together. And we were like, let's do this. We have 3 weeks till Maui. Let's change these basic little things. And we chose a few things, like no soda, no wheat. We tried to choose a few things just to see what can happen in the next 3 weeks. And, you know, we all sort of petered off the map. And then we got to Maui, and Blakeman was like 30 pounds lighter mm-hmm. and completely committed. So there we are in Maui eating like coconut macadamia nut ice cream. And Blakeman's like, no, I'll have some mango.
Yeah, she stuck to it. You stuck to your diet the whole time we were there. It was really impressive.
And she got up and went to the gym yeah. at the resort every day, which inspired me to go because I certainly wouldn't have done that. I mean, you know. I was an athlete in my day, but I have since become a lazy pig. No, I'm kidding. I'm not lazy. Anyway. Don't even make that face at me, mister. Don't you do it. So, okay, so we're going to do the great change. We start Monday. Mm-hmm. Actually, that'd be a great name for this thing. Let's start Monday.
Yeah, it's always let's start Monday or yeah. tomorrow.
And we were just chatting with Dougal a little minute ago, and Blakeman, we're trying to figure out how to bring everybody in on this. Who out there wants to participate in the great change? Like, how do we do this? Do we set up a conference call every week where we can dial in and support one another and just, you know, all get on a call and be in a chat room for once a week? Should we do this through my website? Kathy is in. You know what? Tell me what you think by going to Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. If you're not following me on Twitter, for God's sakes, please do, because this is the easiest way for you to get me your ideas, your questions, your thoughts. CathyDeBuono. Go to Twitter, hit follow, and then just send me a direct note with your thoughts. Or you can also leave a comment on my Facebook page. Jill, where are you?
I'm online. I'm looking at Twitter.
Oh, I didn't. You just looked gone.
No, I'm right here.
Okay.
Yes.
So how are we doing on time?
We have time. We have 2 minutes and 28 seconds to be exact.
Okay,
now
great.
Now everyone knows that.
All right, well, perfect. Okay, so Blakeman, where can people find your blog?
Well, the best thing to do is go to my Facebook page or my Twitter account, and there's a link on there for that. It's a Google blog, and it's just under Sarah Blakeman. They can go and
yeah,
check it out.
You can read about how she started this. I mean, what are you blogging, like once a week now?
I try. I yeah. got a little behind because I've been really busy.
I got a little behind. Get it? Can well, I get a boom char? They're just for you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
you're fired.
A little slow.
What I found was that if I blog during this process, it helps me because it helps me verbalize what I'm thinking about.
Right.
And I've learned a lot about myself and how to change those behaviors that I needed to change.
Well, I'm so impressed. You've lost 70 pounds and you're still going strong.
Yes.
I mean, we started this little idea for 3 weeks in February, and here we are at the end of July. You're everyone in our group of friends' inspiration, and now Blogspot is inspiring us further.
Yes, and this is going to be serious because I'm serious about continuing. I mean, I started, you know, getting back in shape in the last few months, and I know Annie's serious about it. So, yes, there is the competition aspect. I'm not going to lie. That's a big thing for me, but I'm excited about this and like getting, you know, eating right and continuing on this path. I really want to do it.
I'm
glad that you're taking part in this too.
I am too. I mean, I'm tired of being tired. I'd like to feel better. I went through, as many of you know, I went through several orthopedic surgeries in the last 3 years. I've had three orthopedic surgeries, two shoulder repairs that failed and one cervical spine fusion. So I ended up getting a little less active than I've ever been in my entire life. And I'd like to get that back. I think I would feel a ton better. So this is a really great, fun way to do it. And we're going to invite everyone to do it with us. So stay tuned. We're going to go to commercial, but we'll be right back with psychic Dougal Frazier.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's Blagaspot.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kathy Is In. We are here today with our dear friend, with our one-year friend anniversary. Honey, you're forgetting something.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
no.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Well, then do it.
Thank you for being
great. Dougal, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a very gay day. I love that. Very exciting. I didn't realize you did move into our neighborhood awfully quickly.
We did.
I never really put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's less than a mile away. First house they found.
That's what I know. It's also, you know what really is serendipitous and crazy is we are right smack between your house.
Yeah.
And Amy and Annie's house.
Yeah. And who got you go to the gym this week?
Dougal
did. I have been trying to get Kathy to go to the gym for ever.
Any time of day. I got her there before 9.
I can't. I'm a little, like, I'm excited and thrilled by you, and I'm also a little, like, threatened by you and pissed off about this.
It's about manipulation.
Okay.
See, I knew, David and I decided that if we were going to get Kathy to go, we couldn't say, oh, please go, it'll be good for you. She would have rolled her eyes and said, no way. But we said, you should do it for Amy. You should support her. She's vulnerable if you really want to train her. And then Kathy would text me and say, you're manipulating me. I said, absolutely.
And then she showed up.
I know. And just so you know, across the entire way, Jill would go, she's never going to go. She's never going to go. And I would only reply and say, you doubt me.
Yeah.
You doubt me. And then we get there and she's like, she's not going to take the class. And I said, you still doubt me.
I couldn't believe she was in the class. I looked in the mirror and there she is. And I'm like, How did he do this?
And you had fun.
Yeah, I had fun. I'm not quite sure how you did it, Dougal.
I don't know either.
Mind control. No, he manipulated me.
And just so we're clear, as the overweight kid who thinks that people who say they like exercise are bold-faced liars, let's just be clear, those people are lying. I struggle with it. And in the middle of the class, I was like, since when did you become the cheerleader to get people going to the
gym?
You
really did.
You have.
Well, we were all there. David, yourself, me, Jill, Amy, Annie. We all got there for this 9 o'clock body pump class, which the name alone makes me want to run the other direction. And it was way crowded because it was the 4th of July. People were all off.
Only in L.A. Only in L.A. on like a national holiday does everyone show up to the gym before 9. It's
exactly.
Irritating.
It's crazy. But it felt the only part I don't like is forcing myself to wake up before I want to wake up.
I hear you.
I've not liked that since I was a kid.
Yeah, I hate it.
It feels painful.
Yeah.
It's downright painful.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but I typically do laugh because I have an easy time getting up, but it's like with Kathy, it's like, I can't explain it. It's the most difficult thing to get her out of bed, more than anything else.
I feel...
Jill, you have to understand that if you're connecting to higher energies like Kathy and myself,
okay.
The grounding process of coming out of the deep sleep chamber for such enlightened beings isn't as smooth of a transition for us.
So,
it's very
clearly,
difficult.
I wake right up. I have no connection to higher energy whatsoever.
Earthbound creatures like yourself just
they
pop
right
out of bed.
Okay, all right.
Like
enough.
The lunar landing. I have to do it smoothly.
Yeah.
Seemed rehearsed.
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
No,
all right. Fair enough.
No,
all
we,
right.
Just, we just get it, don't we?
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's always been painful for me. I freaking hate it.
I hear you.
But once I'm up.
You feel great.
And I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm but almost annoyed at how good I feel. Like, there you go again. Feeling great.
Here I am being a morning person.
Right?
But you wake up early, Dougal.
I wake up, but I never see a client before 1 o'clock. I don't believe in the morning.
Okay.
And it really does, especially moving to California, I think because we have more light in our yard,
yes.
I do naturally wake up earlier.
Okay.
But I find it highly irritating, but I can't face the day. And David can attest to this. I'm also really irritable in the morning. Like, he's like, do you want a cup of coffee? You want a cup of coffee? Like, I don't have tea with my guardian angels. I'm not one of those spiritual
exactly
people.
No,
I'm like,
I'm very crabby.
Right, yeah.
I'm disoriented.
Me too.
I get up, I don't have a sense of balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disoriented, I'm not in my body. Jill is looking at me and speaking, but it doesn't sound like English.
Right.
And I'm staring at her,
yeah.
And she's staring back like, what is your problem?
But I have been this way my entire life. I
me
used to
too.
Argue with my parents, I could never get to school on time. So I learned for myself, and this is something I talk to clients about, I think we all have a natural body rhythm. I would rather start working at 1.
Thank you.
And I'm self-employed, so
Dougal,
I
adore you.
Right.
Yes, you validate me.
Do you offer morning appointments?
Issues?
Yes, 1 o'clock.
Yes. Early, bright and early.
I have you a little bit beat. I don't see anyone before noon.
Okay.
And it's because I shouldn't.
Right.
I mean, I need to tend to getting grounded into the sunlight of the earthly planet
right.
Before I even try.
Yeah.
It just shouldn't happen any other way. And I do strongly believe that people should follow their own body rhythms.
Absolutely.
And find out how they operate and then operate as their best selves.
In Ayurvedic medicine, Deepak Chopra wrote a book called Magical Minds, Magical Bodies, where you take this test and it tells you what body type you are. And then it literally will tell you what time of the day you're supposed to wake up and what's best for your own natural rhythm. And I find that really, really interesting. I just think we all kind of function differently. David
Absolutely.
Bounces out of bed, clear its day, getting things done. And I'm like, God, that's exhausting.
I always thought of those people and felt so jealous.
I want to be that person.
Yeah.
I think if you're not a morning person, I do feel like I'm somehow bad for some reason.
Right.
Yeah. But you're more of a night person. Maybe I'm just old. I'm in bed at 9:30.
Right.
Something doesn't fit.
I'll stay up late.
I do.
Yes.
From 1 to 6.
Yes.
Tirelessly.
Yeah. From 1 to 6, you're tireless.
All right.
I'll stay up late and I will get inspired. Like midnight, I'm waking up Jill. I'm like, I have a great idea. I'm going to go write it right
and
now.
I'm like,
yeah. I can't
I'm
do that.
Tired.
Yeah.
I'm very, as soon as the sun, and I love the sun, but as soon as the sun sets and there's stars in the sky, I operate so much more like on all my cylinders.
Yeah.
Well, now we know
that.
How you guys are similar. How are you different? Like, how do you guys see clients? I'm changing the subject right now.
Devastatingly tall.
It's true. Our children would be ginormous.
And they would be.
Yeah.
We'd make a basketball team.
So Dougal's a clairvoyant. And for those who don't know what that is, tell us what that is.
It's a fancy French name for psychic.
Oh, okay.
But what it also means is that there's all different times a clairsentient, there's clairaudient. What that means is I'm a visual person by nature. And it manifests more than just a spiritual thing. Like, I can remember what people were wearing. I can remember what my bedroom looked like as a child. I can remember what my first grade teacher was wearing the first day. It's my nature to incorporate or to integrate a room or a person with what I'm seeing visually. The part of me that sounds like a wackadoo is when I'm tuning into someone's energy, I will also see images in my head. Sometimes I'll see color. Sometimes I'll see Victor Newman from Young and the Restless. Self-employed. I'm serious.
Really? So you have your, I've heard this a lot, you know, your signals and your messages come through.
Yeah.
Particular to the psychic.
Correct. So in my opinion, when spirit or the universe or God is merging with my consciousness and they want to deliver a message, they use my brain as like a card catalog. So if I'm supposed to talk about real estate, they'll show me my dad because my dad was in real estate. If I'm supposed to talk about someone who had cancer or who's going to make it, they'll show me my sister because she's a cancer survivor.
Right.
And that's just how it works for me. It's like cosmic charades. I try not to guess or understand what the images are. I relay them to the individual and see how they connect for that person.
Right, yeah. Right. Now, you've helped me a lot with this, and I've been talking more about this in the last year, that I'm very much the same way in downloading information about people. And sometimes Jill will see me just sort of freeze over in an elevator because we're in there with someone, and for some reason, I'm downloading information like crazy.
Right.
And so when I first met Dougal last year and realized you were someone that I trusted, a person with integrity, who actually was a psychic with a lot of experience, and I could have an intelligent conversation about it with. I mean, Rebecca came running over to you, and she was like, "You got to help Kathy. She's psychic. She doesn't know what to do with it.
Her third eye's going crazy.
She's really like it." And I sat down with Dougal, and I, you know, gave him a whole story for about an hour and a half, and I was like, "So now what?" And he just sipped his coffee, and he went, "You're already doing it."
Yeah. Grasshopper.
That was
no,
it.
But you kept saying, "I want to learn how to open my psychic energy," and then would rattle off like 18 versions of really accurate information. And I think most people believe that getting a psychic impression is way, you know, it's like Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg, where she heard it in the same way that we all hear each other's voices right now, or the way I see your shirt. They think it's going to be quite literal. Admittedly, when I see an aura, it is quite literal, and I can teach anyone to do that. But most of the time, the impressions that I'm getting are, it's very subtle. It's a different kind of language, and you were already doing it. I think you just needed confirmation that it was actually happening.
I did. I needed like a teacher or a mentor or someone I trusted that I could feed that back to and say, am I crazy?
Right. Well, so the whole part is when I'm doing psychic work, I can't focus on what my brain is thinking because I'll sound like a crazy person and I start to doubt myself. Don't say that.
Right.
You're going to be wrong. And all human beings do that. Whether you're afraid to ask your boss for a raise or to say, I love you first, the brain will always say, don't do that. You're going to be rejected.
Right.
And so through the process of meditation, I quiet my brain. I tell my brain to be quiet so that I can focus in on what my heart is actually intuiting. And it is my belief that if I'm in a heart-centered space, that information will always be accurate.
Right.
Yeah.
And a year later, remember last year how confused and I was?
Yeah.
Like little grasshopper.
Right.
A year later, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, but yesterday in the pool, I put on your Facebook wall that maybe I'd make you do readings with me. And in the pool, you were like, what?
I'm not doing readings.
Exactly. Oh, you crazy. Like, for right now, Dougal, I feel like when you started talking about auras, I was like, oh, I know how to do that. I've done that my whole life. I just never talked about it.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is.
Right.
And so I'm looking at you, and I see sort of a teal mixed with like a gold.
Yeah. So gold is a masculine color. It's considered the color of goal setting and planning. I'm so much of a planner. A person who has gold around them likes lists. They like to check things off. They have to map everything out. Teal means I'm devilishly handsome. No,
you are devilishly handsome.
Well, thank you.
If you could see Dougal Frazier.
Yes.
I'll dress for radio.
Okay. So we were talking yesterday about a class that you're doing.
Yeah.
And how you were working with your clients and basically, you and I were talking about the importance of getting our mind out of the way.
Correct.
And tell us what your class is right now. And if any of my clients are listening, this is your homework. I want you to take this class.
I'm doing a 10-week series called Building Your Rainbow Bridge. And it's basically integrating the difference between the physical aspect of your being and the spiritual aspect. We all have a higher self. Our higher self is, you know, has boundless potential. They're open. They're honest. They're funny. They're direct. They're completely connected to who they are. It's the way God created you. But unfortunately, the world pulls us away from that. We need this cream, we need this bag, we need this paycheck to feel a certain way. So the purpose of this meditation process is it's 10 weeks of connecting with that part of you that's really divine. How can you separate your mind from all of this information that's open to you? David's listening, he hates when I do this. You are your best psychic. Don't come to me, come to yourself. So this purpose, this process is I'm going to teach you the same meditation that I use to connect to higher energy so you can make decisions and connect your own prosperity and abundance and all that good stuff.
Yes, yes, exactly. And this is something I tell my clients as well, because once I've worked with clients for a while, I don't work with them in a psychic way, but I do use it to guide me.
Right.
And I do use it as a beacon. So people don't come to me for readings, but I do use that. And once I get more of a rapport with a client, I will openly just tell them, okay, this is
what I'm getting.
This is based on a feeling. This is based on whatever. And I think it's a lot to do with that. As you're saying, I'm connecting to that space because I want to be able to help them. And when they come and sit with me, they're open.
Right.
In a way that allows me to feel what's vibrating in them in a way that they absolutely have access to if they got out of their own way.
Totally.
Okay, so Jill's waving her little hand at me, which means we have to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to check in with Lynn and have Dougal talk to my mom.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly Project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com. Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's Blagaspot.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Okay, so we're already getting some requests of folks that want to jump on the Great Change bandwagon. Let's call it that.
The Great Change bandwagon.
Yeah.
I like it.
And we'll set up a way that we all get together once a week. And I'll do a talk, and I'll sort of help with the structure and answer questions. And you tell each other what you want to change, and we'll figure out how to support each other.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on my Twitter, you guys, because that's where I'm going to spit out my ideas and tell you where to go and what to do. And that's where information will be. And that's CathyDeBono. Just come follow, and, you'll hear anything I have to say, from the important to the mundane.
All right.
Guaranteed.
Then. Okay. Do we want to check in with Lynn?
We're going to check in with Lynn.
All right. This is one of our most favorite things to do in the world.
It is.
Hello, girls.
Hello.
She always answers.
She has so far.
Okay.
Hello.
There she is.
Hello, Lynn.
Hello, girls.
Hello,
how are you?
Mommy.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. You ready for my visit?
Yes. We are ready.
My mom is going to come out to L.A. August 7th through the 13th.
I'm so excited.
And everyone out there who loves Check In with Lynn, make sure you're listening, because we're going to have her live in the studio.
We're going to have her live in the studio the whole time.
That should be really interesting. Yeah. So, Ma.
Yes, dear.
We're here with our friend Dougal, who you know all about.
I love Dougal.
I love you, Lynn, and I've heard you made a mean gravy, and I want to try this gravy and the eggplant parmesan. We were talking about it all day yesterday, which isn't going to help the kids.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh, my
so
God.
You're going to have me cooking on my vacation.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Has it ever been any different?
I saw you on Dr. Phil.
Oh, you
I
did?
I was so excited. I'm texting Kathy. It was obviously, it was a rerun, but I didn't.
She's
so
like,
fascinated.
He's psychic and his name's Dougal. How many can there be?
Yeah.
You're right.
That's what I said. It's got to be your friend.
So, Matt, Dougal has said it's totally cool if you want to hand the phone to Diane and he's going to give her a reading.
Okay. She'll be very happy.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be great. Here's my friend Diane. Hello.
Hi, Diane. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, your energy level seems a little bit low. That's something you got to watch. So when I hear your voice, I see a really strong mint green. And mint green is kind of the color of vitality. It's the core. It's the essence of the body. But it pulses when we talk. You go through phases where you feel really, really energetic, and it's like you get a ton of stuff done, but then you kind of crash, and you feel kind of unmotivated, correct?
You're absolutely right.
Well, here's the deal. We got to watch nutrition. You have some sensitive food allergies that I think affect you that you're not even aware of. So if you could play around with different forms of nutrition, I think that's going to satisfy your body a little bit better, and it's going to maintain your energy more. Here's the other thing. I love your enthusiasm. You're really, really sweet. But a lot of times you say yes to everything, and you want to do it, and you want to be a team player, but then you regret it afterwards, and it's like, why did I do that? So the other thing is you got to watch your structure. You don't always have to say yes to everything. It's okay for you to say no. And then when you follow that, I think ultimately you're going to have more energy and you're going to feel better. Who is it around you that's been talking about moving? They always talk about it, but it never happens. But they talk about it incessantly, and I find it irritating. Who is that?
Moving. I'm not sure.
Someone in your family, someone who you see on a pretty regular basis is always like, maybe we should move. Maybe that's the answer. We'll sell the house. We'll move. But then it never happens.
Well,
who is that?
Okay. I do live with my daughter.
Yeah. That doesn't feel like a great choice. How long have you been living with your daughter?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How long have you been living with your daughter?
I think it's about, let's see, over 15 years.
Diane, have this moment with me. I love your daughter. I love your daughter. But she's got to move, don't you think?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I do.
We both have our separate... You know, she has part of the house and I have part of the house.
Okay, I think that's going to change. And I think at the beginning it's going to feel like a struggle. Should I? I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that she's going to move. So I think that might be what I'm picking up on. And that might be difficult. And you might be like, oh, I don't want it to happen. I don't know. But ultimately, I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
Do you have a question for me?
Is that in the near future or eventually?
I would say within the year.
Within the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be so excited.
do you have a specific question you'd like to ask Dougal, Diane? If not, we will hand the phone on over to Annette because I know she's there and wants to get a reading as well.
Yes,
these are my mom's friends. I've never met you guys, by the way. I'd love to meet you someday.
I know. We haven't met. Do I have a question? No, I don't think so. I don't think I have any questions.
Well, thanks for being
on
the show.
Hold on one sec. What?
All right. Now my mom's going to ask him about the whatever. Get the lottery numbers. It doesn't work that way, Mom.
He sees me moving.
No.
Not me moving?
Your daughter.
My daughter is moving. Well, if she moves, I'm going to have to move, too. That's the thing.
Okay,
I'm going to hand you over to Annette.
Okay. Thank you, Diane.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All righty. Hi.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Listen, do me a favor. Try not to think so much about money. Here's the deal. So you're naturally, I think, kind of a little bit anxious, and you got to watch that. Even if you had $10 million sitting in a bank account, it feels like you'd question that over and over again, and you'd still check your statement. But sometimes I think you block prosperity. The next couple of years for you is a lot better financially than you're expecting it to, but you have to be really careful with it. I usually don't do past life stuff, but it does feel like in other lifetimes you've had problems with money, so you have a little bit of poverty. poverty consciousness that you have to be careful with. You have always been provided for. Things have always been good for you. But I also feel like we could raise the bar a little bit. There's lots of shifts coming to you in the next 6 months to a year connected to money. As I start seeing that, I see all this purple. So purple has to do with legal stuff. There's some kind of legal thing that's going to be resolved, and an amount of money comes to you that you seem really, really delighted about. And it's like, I've got this nest egg, I can relax and da-da-da-da-da. But there's all this anxiety with money. Try not to worry so much about money. God has always provided for you, and it's going to feel fine. But there is an increase around October or November connected to some legal thing that finally resolves, and I feel really, really good about it. What's all the thought been about money lately?
You know what? You're very good, because I just came from a bank this morning.
But you do naturally worry about money, right?
I do.
Yeah,
but I just went to talk to somebody today about my future for my retirement.
Yeah, and here's the thing. God has always provided for you, right? You've always had shelter, you've always had food, and the truth is your life has been pretty nice. But for some reason, you lead towards anxiety. If we could erase that anxiety, if you could just relax and enjoy yourself, I think it would be more fun. I feel like my job today is going to say you're always going to be fine financially. So anytime you're worried about it, it's like wasted energy. You could be channeling that elsewhere. The other thing is they do show a burst of money coming to you that seems really, really good, and you just feel like you're in a good, good space. So don't worry about it, okay?
Oh, very good. That was very good to hear.
Well, good, Annette.
That made my day.
And you can write the check to Kathy DeBono.
Okay. Listen, if it's that amount of money, she's going to get a check. Don't worry, Kathy. I'll take care of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Nice
you
talking
to you.
Want to
talk to Lynn again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hello.
All right, Maso. That was fun.
It went good? Yeah.
Okay.
Now I have to listen to the show so I can hear everything, because I can only hear one side.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that is true, yes.
Well, you know where to go. So how are we doing on time, Jill?
We have 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So can I explain something about Annette?
Please do.
Yeah.
So that's the way that it works. I don't know that she went to the bank today to talk about her retirement stuff, but I start hearing and feeling that she's worried about money. She's thinking about it, and she's thinking about it, and she's thinking about it. And then what I have to do is check in and figure out, which we talked about yesterday, Kathy, is it a grounded thought to be worried about money? Is she in financial crisis? And she's not.
Right.
She's just naturally worried about money, which is exhausting, and it's time-consuming, and you start to feel spent. So a lot of times, all of us, we have to check in with whether or not it's a rational thought. So I pick up on the financial stress, and then she says, she's so right, I was at the bank, and we know that that kind of connects. But the lesson beyond that is, why does the anxiety manifest there, and how can we fix it?
Right.
And anybody listening right now, I get up every morning, and I think, I look overweight. It's my first thought. That's not a rational thought.
Right.
And I have to check that to move forward with my day. And I think we all get those blocks that kind of hold us
back. We all do. It's absolutely, I mean, it's universal. Our mind creates our reality.
Right.
You know, and our perspective creates our reality. And we know that by just look at yourself when you're in a mood.
Yeah.
Right? People are just, I'm in a mood. Well, a mood is something.
Right.
And it teaches us really that your perspective on whatever your day is creates that reality.
Right.
That is the day you will have.
Right. Which does not mean, I used to think then that I had to like roller skate through life having airy fairy thoughts and only being in a good mood. That doesn't mean if you stub your toe, you can't be like,
right.
But it's not letting it rule your day.
Yes.
Right, Lynn?
Right, Lynn?
Yes.
She tuned out.
I didn't want to interrupt.
No.
What did you want to know, Diane? Oh, she's one. Is it too late to ask Dougal about the rest of her family?
It's too late.
It's too late. He's
too
unplugged.
Late.
He's
late.
Yes. All right. All right, Ma. We'll call you back later. Girl. I love you.
Bye, Lynn.
I love you guys, too. Take care. Thank you, Dougal.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Bye.
She did. Well, we have another call if you want to take a quick one.
How much time do we have?
Minute and 30 seconds.
Let's go for it.
All right.
All right.
All right, caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, great.
Hi, we're just going to connect you right to Dougal, and he will ask you what he needs to know, okay?
What's your name?
Okay.
It's Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, you've got a lot of heartache around you right now. If you were in this room, I'd want to hug you. I'd want to hold you. So I keep seeing, like, images of hearts and, like, a little rosebud blossoming. I just feel like a lot of people are leaving my life. If I'm going to be honest with you, the next, like, 6 weeks, I feel lonely. The good news is I think that's appropriate. I think sometimes people have been taking a little bit of advantage of you emotionally, and you haven't been aware of it. So I feel like I'm kind of cleaning house right now. You really need to take care of yourself. Be kind. Spend time alone, read good books. You're kind of reinvesting in yourself so you can connect to other people. But I have to admit, I feel a little bit sad right now. Have you been feeling down?
No. You have no idea.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's acute. It's not chronic. You'll pull through it. Unfortunately, we're going to have to go to break in a minute. But what I want you to know about is take care of yourself right now. Sometimes God removes people so we can kind of have like a cleaning sweep. And ultimately, it's going to be better. So just be kind to yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Best wishes.
Thank you, Michelle.
Great. Thanks for calling in, Michelle. Listen, we're going to take a break in just a minute, and we're going to come back with more Dougal Frazier. Write the number down, 818-602-4929. We will have a moment to get in another lucky call or two. We'll see if we have the time. And go tweet me at CATHYDEBUONO. We'll tell you how to take Dougal's class and maybe get a free copy of his book.
Lagaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Okay, we're back, you guys. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you a couple of announcements real quick up front so that we can just take the whole show out through the end with Dougal and not have to cut him off. Jill and I will be in Munich Pride in Germany on July 13th.
Good morning.
So take a look out for that. And also, come and tweet me and join me at Twitter at CATHYDEBUONO. If you don't have a Twitter account, for God's sakes, people, just get one. This is the easiest way for me to tell you things, answer your questions. If you send me an email, chances are I may not get it. It's just kind of crazy. So please go to Twitter, go to Facebook, join me there, and I can give you all kinds of information. We're going to set up a group where we can meet once a week for the great change and support one another and talk about what change we want to make, and we're going to make that happen. So CATHYDEBUONO. And now we're going to take calls with Psychic Dougal Frazier.
Yes. Well, I just also wanted to mention, in case we don't get it in, is that the next couple of weeks, we're going to be replaying a couple of our most popular shows because we will be in Germany. So next week is Meredith Baxter. The week after is Maya Madison. So just wanted to let you guys know those will be repeats. Okay. So we shall take a call. Here we go. You're live on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Elena.
Okay, so Elena, the first color that I see around you is emerald. So emerald is the color of communication. It comes from the throat. You have got to express yourself more. You tend to miss out on opportunity because I think you kind of rehearse it and you want it to come out perfectly. And then you're like, oh, should I say that? And then you question it and then you miss it and you lose your power. And at the moment, a lot of people are testing your boundaries and it's driving me crazy. And just so you know, I'm going through the same thing, so I totally understand. So here's the thing. You need to focus on your truth. I really like you. I like your energy. I know you're kind. I know you're good. I know you come from a heart-centered space and you want to help everybody, which is fine, but you need to be more direct. If you feel like someone isn't pulling their fair share or their fair weight, say it. You need to tell people. People mimic your actions. If you don't tell them how you want them to treat you, then they do whatever they want. And right now, you kind of need to define the code of how you want to be treated by other people, but you miss out. And personally, I think this comes from childhood. I think when you were younger, when you'd express yourself, it was overlooked and a little bit like poo-pooed and kind of tucked to the side. And now as an adult, you're in a safe space to actually express what you want, who you are. So you need to practice with that more. I invite you in the next 5 weeks to express something prickly. And by prickly, I mean something that makes you uncomfortable to people around you that you love. See how they respond. It may make you feel vulnerable, but I promise it's going to make your relationships better. You've been working with boundaries, right?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So, now guys, if you're listening, her response is a perfect example. She skips a beat. You know what I mean? Now, I know her. I can feel her energy. She just has to express it more. You could even practice with like an improv class or something like that, or group therapy, where you're put on the spot in front of people where you can't really rehearse. You can't think about it. You just have to speak in the moment. Claim your power. Be more expressive, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome to my world.
Wow.
Thanks, Elena. Yeah, it's that moment of second guessing that people take.
I was at a talk. I was doing a book signing in Palo Alto recently, and this guy stood up, and he was the first guy, and I was like, who's Steven? And he was so shy, and he was so sweet, and he was like, I don't know. And he's from an audience of people, and I was like, no, I look like an idiot because I called out a name. Afterwards, everyone files out of the room, and he comes up, and he's like, oh. I've been dating a Steven, and I was like, are you kidding me?
I'm going to kill you.
Next caller.
You ready?
Caller.
All right, here we go. You're live with Dougal.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Tori.
Hey. Okay, so you're very sweet. You have orange around you. Orange light is the color of balance and perception. You are super intuitive. You pick up on other people's emotions, right? You've had that experience where if someone's crying, you can kind of feel it in the pit of your stomach. Or if someone's angry, you start kind of clenching your jaw, right? You're very sensitive to other people's emotions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. That's a great thing, but I think sometimes you shy away from it. You would make a great therapist, counselor, someone that should work in healing. I think, you know, if you and I were friends, I would totally call you if I was like upset about something because I'd want your opinion. You're a great listener. So I think you do that too much in your personal life and you should actually get paid for it. I encourage you to look at like your local community college or like a coaching program or somewhere where you can help facilitate people to be in a space with their emotions. That's what you are best at. The past few years for you have been very wishy-washy with career, and I feel like we need to commit to something more. So in my opinion, I would focus on being a healer or a facilitator of sorts. You're an empath, that's someone that kind of feels the emotions of other people. Kind of like Kathy, we were talking about that earlier. You'd be absolutely great at that, and I feel like I really need to support you and encourage you with that. You're so smart, but it's emotional intelligence. It's different intelligence than, you know, most people. It's very similar to me as well. But I really would encourage you to inspire people, help them with their emotional stuff. That's what you're good at. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, without saying anything else, and I want to jump in with you here, Dougal, I just want to check in and reality check for myself.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you are a simmering pot of anger. I think that maybe down deep, there's some rage in there that you are so kind and you are so sweet. And I think on some level, it maybe intimidates people how intuitive you are or how compassionate you can be. And I think you've been maybe sucking some of it back and carrying a low level of anger. Does this feel like it could match you?
Yeah, I've been taken advantage of because of how nice I can be.
Yeah, but you have to understand that it's a two-way street. I mean this with respect. You set the situation up that way. You tell everyone in your life you're a good listener and you want to help them, and then you do that, and then halfway through the relationship, you renegotiate, and you're like, hey, what about some me time? And that freaks people out. So what we're going to do is we're going to carve out a period of time during your day where you can counsel and help other people, and then in your personal life, you can attract more balanced relationships. Orange is all about finding balance. That's imperative, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Gosh, Dougal, I'm just blown away by how much information and how quickly it comes to you. I'm just watching you going, wow.
Well, I've also had 3 cups of coffee. So that's part of it. Can I talk about my class one more time?
Yes, please talk about your class.
So guys, if you want to learn how to connect with your own intuition and seriously do exactly what I'm doing, find that part of you that has all that universal wisdom, go to DougalFraser.com, Google the Queer Psychic, it's easy. Click on my store page, I have a store. It's a 10-week class building a rainbow bridge. I hope you can join me.
I think you should. Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I think there's all kinds of ways for us to learn how to tame our mind. That's really what it's about. We come together in this body. We end up with a mind, I think, that is our greatest asset. And also it can be our greatest enemy if we don't know how to assess what it's doing and how to get it out of our way.
Yeah, and free stuff. The first person that tweets me and says, I heard you on Kathy's show, they get my book for free. Woo!
Free book.
Dougal Fraser, at Dougal Fraser, yeah. Doug All.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks. Go ahead, honey. Do your thing.
Oh, I was waiting for your little speech, but...
Okay, well, here it comes. This is where we say goodbye. And stay tuned because... Oh, Jill just cut me off. Stay tuned. For Crying Out Loud, we're going to have Maya Madison's cold reading of the Craigslist monologues.
Hey, they made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, Sue.
You're on.
Listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
You're listening to Kathy is In, the Kathy DeBono show.
It was posted on Craigslist.
Posted March 13th, 2012, Naperville, Illinois. Read by actress Maya Madison.
I am Black Lady in Naperville, Illinois, 60540, being bullied and assaulted by a racist terrorist. I am looking for a bodyguard help me to fight them. I have found out what is happening to me and somewhat why. It seems that someone reported me to authorities as a threat, and they have been using Big Brother bully tactics to snoop, pry, and spy on me. However, they came up with nothing and went away empty. However, they left me and my life in complete turmoil. Now, at this point, I seek litigation rather than a bodyguard. I lost my job, and I even found evidence of a spy cam in my APT. I could not find it physically, but I did detect the Bluetooth address. I have a copy of print screen, smart, huh? And traced it to Samsung. Naperville knew about this and did not help me. In fact, I was left for dead because I had ODD'd on medicine. And they knew it and did not give treatment. I wish someone with some power could help me. I am willing to go to a news media with a story if they can figure out entire episode for me. They put some comprising picture of me to provoke me into doing something stupid so they could arrest me for something and say face. The day in question, the FBI, TSA, and a lot of PPL was there. And I am the one lonely Black lady living in an all-white community. I lost my job at DirecTV. I need help. I have no one to turn to. Does President Obama know that Americans are being attacked and by and destroyed by the government? How do I get my story to him? I do not have help yet, and I fear for my life from his cabinet of elected officials. How can I get the word to him before it's too late? P.S. If something happens to me, you know where to start. I live in Naperville. Illinois 60540. My name is Erica. I am horrified. I am horrifically terrified for my life because they know they screwed up.
That's a cold breeze, motherfucker.
It was posted on Craigslist.
You're listening to Kathy is In, the Kathy DeBono Show.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's blagaspot.com. Blagaspot. Up to interpretations.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.